It is 7:17. And the members that I see present so far are Bob Monroe, Amanda Gordon, we have Ashley, and... God, I can't think of your name.
Rhea.
Rhea, thank you. My mind just went blank. And looking out on the screen, I do not see any other members on the screen. What? Oh, Bob.
Bob Mora.
Sorry, Bob Mora. And then we have present from Board of Education is Kristen Heck and Jim Rupert from Board of, you know, as the town administrator is present. And after that, we can go on to public participation. And I am looking out there and not seeing anybody else from the public. There is nobody here in person for public participation. So I will move on to our agenda of approval of the minutes of our, excuse me, April 3rd, 2024, special meeting.
Move the adoption and present the chairman.
Second.
So there's a motion by Bob Mora, seconded by Bob Monroe, to approve the minutes as of our April 3rd special meeting, as is. Any further discussion? I am not seeing any around the room or on the screen, so I will ask for a vote. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Abstentions, nays. So the motion carries by all those present. So set that aside. We will go on to our elected official and town staff reports. And what I would ask is, let's just to, and call out anything that is of specific notice that we need to go on, if that works with folks, just because we've got a lot on the agenda. So I'd like to see anything that's an exception or a watch item. Is that agreeable? And of course, if the members of the boards or see anything that they want to bring up upon, you know, their own inspection, we can do so.
Sure.
So Board of Education update, Kristen Hecht, please.
All right, good evening, everybody. So just a reminder, as we shared at the last meeting, the board has committed $350,000 towards next year's FY25 budget, and that is totally driven by the fact that we have continued to have unfilled positions sort of as a revolving door, due to those unfilled positions, savings in benefits as well. The one thing I want to call to the board's attention is out of a variety of lines, personnel benefits, systems management, fiscal services, those three plus systems management, instructional technology, all totaling between all five, $20,000 to move towards technology, because we have six areas where there are USONIC boards that do not exist in those rooms. And one of them is, five of them are classrooms, and one is the Board of Education conference room, because we gave ours up to PE. So we need to make sure we have USONIC boards in every classroom. And that's all I have.
Any questions for Superintendent Heck? And Bob, you had requested some additional information. Did you have any, sorry, Bob Monroe, did you have any questions?
Yeah, Russ, thank you. I did. I requested the end of March financial for the Board of Education, which I wasn't sure was in the packet or not. And it's here, which is great. You know, my quick review of the numbers and the ones that I concentrate on leads me to believe that and as Kristen had mentioned, I think, in the last meeting, that they're getting much closer to actual now these days. And I can support that conclusion that she made. But when I look at the end of March report here, indicating, I think right now, they're looking at a potential surplus in addition to the $350,000 that they've already set aside for this board to consider for the this coming budget would still result in a unspent cash of over $76,000. And when I look at it the way I do, and but one thing I wanted to mention is Jill here?
No, she's not joining. She's not well, feeling well today.
Yeah.
Like he's 63, Bob.
You know, that she said, you know, when I do my projections, I use $2,000,008 for June. 800,000 as a kind of a, just an estimate of salaries and wages, sorry, wages and benefits per month, and another $2 million for all the things that happen at the end of the year. So I use 2.8 in my numbers. That seems to work really consistently well. And when I look at that, look at what we have right now in comparison to, and compared to that type of thinking, I think that there'll probably be, you know, more surplus, more unspent money coming yet, probably around the tune of 100,000. But I think that we're finally have gotten, as Kristen remarked, I think really gotten much closer to actual, and I'm pleased with that. It's been kind of a long fight, but I think it's important because it makes the, when we come up with huge surpluses, you know, I think it makes the taxpayers, conceivably, they can feel that we're overtaxing. And with those kinds of numbers, I don't feel that that's the case.
Yeah.
I agree. So the 63 that you're referring to, you're saying that you feel may be 100? Is that what you're
saying? I think that there may be another 100, yes. That, you know me, I'm always guessing and estimating.
I just saw it. I'm just basing
yeah, that. And that's what I'm seeing.
So, okay. So that's six. So
yeah.
We have a total of 350 plus the 63.
Possible.
Six.
Definitely 350.
Yep. Yeah, I know, definitely, yeah.
63,
and,
not yet
yeah.
to really conclude.
Right.
Yep.
And yeah, so.
That's a probable, is that what we're saying?
Yeah, so the 63,000 we know that we have right now, but I just want to call to everyone's attention, that's with no changes in special ed.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Between now and the end of the year.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Do I anticipate, and I think I've shared this before, that we will potentially have additional savings between now and the end of the year? I do, if we can't fill the positions that we keep trying to fill. You know what I mean? But we can't shore those up yet because we're still trying to hire people because we still need them.
Yeah.
And just to clarify too, that the figures we're looking at are through the end of March. So we actually still have 3 months of the fiscal year left. So that's like 75 burn, you know, is passed, and we still have another 25% of the year to go.
And we had some success, right, Kristen, with at least maybe filling one role. There was a para role that maybe you thought we filled.
But we actually filled a teacher position, and that teacher started this past week. Yes.
Yeah.
So we're starting to see that, you know, realize too, so.
Yeah, so it's just by the fact that we get closer to the end, the numbers are going to change less just because there's less time left for them to change. So I think it's a fairly good indicator of where we're going.
Yeah, I have one other question. It has to do with the town.
So why don't we finish up if there's any other questions about the Board of Education update or any other clarifications? I'm not seeing Superintendent Heck volunteering anymore, and neither are Rhea nor Ashley. So if we wanted, we could move on to tax collection summary and other updates from the town of Bolton.
Can I just make a suggestion?
Amanda.
For Kristen, it might be helpful if, like, when you provide the, you know, remaining balance that's anticipated at the end of the year, if you could also next to it include a percent, like that represents blank percent of the budget, because numbers are big, but right, like having 400,000 left in the Board of Ed versus 400 left in the town is a significant difference in terms of the percentage of the budget that is left over.
Yeah.
And so I just think it's an important number for, like, if we're coming in at 99%, that's really good budgeting, right?
Yeah.
Like, even though that number may seem big to someone, it may only be a percent, right?
Exactly.
And so I just think that's helpful in terms of what gets put out to the public.
Yeah.
So let me just be sure I'm clear on what I just heard, if I could, please. So are you talking about when we, are we going back to Bob's unaudited numbers at the very end, or are we talking month to month?
I was talking month to month when you have that number at the bottom of our charts that says how much you expect to have left over. What
Got
is
it.
That in terms of the percent of the
of the Board of Education's overall budget?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Got it. Thank you. Is the town going to do the same thing?
I was just going to say it's useful to have that information for Board of Education. Not, should it not be also valid for the Board of Selectmen?
Yeah, I think we have a...
Very good.
And yeah, when we discuss those two budgets, one of the biggest factor differential is the vast percentage differential in where the money goes. Education, it's people, and on the it's a much smaller percentage on the selectmen side to go to personnel and personal benefits. Which is, so when we talk about these things, we always, keep that as a fact.
Yeah.
So I think the challenge with the Board of Selectmen's budget is I don't think we do a projected. There's no projected line item on our the town budget. Just as a point of comparison.
Oh, on the monthly thing?
Right.
Yeah.
It's always the amount expended.
So you would need to add that then.
Well, I don't know if the town undergoes that kind of projection as the way the Board of Ed does.
A year, I don't know what's in that program, what you can do.
No, why don't we put it down as an ask then? To have that same, by month breakdown of percentage, what, percent difference at that point of the budget. So then let's go on to, as I said, the tax collection summary. Jim, would you be able to give us insight into that? Because I see as Jill is not here.
Sure. I mean, that really has not changed since the last couple of meetings. I mean, it just really shows that tax collection is on point. But as always, our tax collector is doing very well in collecting the revenues that are due. I don't think there's anything there that's really to be concerned about.
Any questions or such on the projected revenues for Board of Selectmen?
Yeah, the revenues are showing that they're on track. I mean, we had a good long discussion about the revenues last month, where some of them are way over what we anticipated, such as the interest, and others are, you can see that the numbers are getting closer and closer as the months continue. So I think we're really right on track to meet all of our expectations.
Yeah.
Actually, I think we'll obviously will exceed our expectations.
So any further questions on tax collection? Do you want the town update, Jim? Anything that?
Oh, sorry.
What?
Can I ask
Amanda?
Yeah. So
before we move on,
this revenue statement does not include. And I don't know the extent that it ever would include the numbers we agreed on at last meeting. Would those get included in here?
No,
because we've got the adopted budget. And...
Right. No. This is a percentage of the adopted budget.
Right, but the revised revenues is where the numbers we agreed upon last meeting would go, correct?
Well, you there is, look, I didn't make the report, so I'm reading it the same way you are.
Right.
We have a revised revenues column, but it's the same number as the adopted.
Right, but we should expect to see that to change to the numbers we agreed upon last meeting for next.
I would think that would okay. be appropriate.
Yeah.
Because then it will see the balance due to adopted versus the balance due to revised. And
yeah, that's why. That's
important information.
That's
yeah.
doing it.
Because okay. this didn't really change
right.
to your point.
Right.
And I think that at some point we've collectively as the Board of Finance agreed on a revised, you know, forecast, then
right.
they should show up in here.
Best.
Yeah.
And then that would then make the the balance due to revised forecast would then reflect
right.
that change in revised revenues.
Right. Thank you. That's initially where
yeah.
I was. Okay.
So that's something that's just as a note for Jill to, you know, please update that. You know, the revised revenues on the revenue statement when we get to, you know, April. Bob?
This question actually be directed toward our superintendent, Kristen Hecht, in regards to the ECS monies. Are we thinking that that's pretty much on target as far as receiving?
Yes, the latest information that I have is that's the number.
Okay, terrific.
When you say the number, it's at 2,626,382.
Correct.
Okay.
But we have 1.284774 coming.
Yeah.
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 So that's hot off the press, Kristen?
That's just the last iteration that I've seen, Bob, that's still the number. So
sure. My comment still stands. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things we won't know until Connecticut moves in its strange and mysterious ways, which unfortunately don't coincide with our budget cycle. Anything else under revenue?
You can talk about the interest report, didn't it?
Yes, we can talk about the interest report. So I saw that was in there. So it looks like we're currently tracking to about $430,000 of and change, almost $431,000 worth of interest.
Yeah. So you should be able to make the five.
Yeah, with a little extra maybe. I'm not sure again how the
me neither.
How the thing was negotiated. But the way you look at the
number.
Trends here.
20 to 30.
I'm gonna go with like say 30, 25, and 20
yeah.
in the
yeah.
last
That's
few months.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it does make me pause in regards to next year's revenue when I think about that number
mm-hmm.
And the potential for reductions by the Federal Reserve
yeah.
on interest.
Well, they're not going to do a damn thing for at least
yeah.
6 months.
I would absolutely agree with that. The question would be, how does it go at the end
right.
of the last 6 months? And I would think that, I don't know what number we put in here, I think we put in 500,000 in our estimate for revenue.
We didn't put in any.
No,
we haven't
done
next year's.
Oh, okay.
Yet.
You put it, I think, didn't we put a dollar?
I don't think we put anything.
What are you talking about?
No.
So for this year, our original adopted
no.
budget was
yeah.
15,000.
Right.
For
oh, really?
For
yes, it was
revised
very low
FY.
We didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
Revised FY24, we put 500. We have not done our revenue for
okay,
next
so
year.
Okay, so my question would be that I think that.
I would put the lowest amount. Put a low amount in. I mean, because
yeah.
you don't know. It,
right.
Well, we haven't gotten the mechanics to the calculation.
Yeah, because depending, I don't
do.
Know what.
I'm guessing at it, but it's a pattern.
It's probably like a LIBOR plus some spread.
You know,
should be able to forecast.
It's one of those things where I don't know what instruments our business partner bank invests in and what the terms of those, those instruments are.
Well,
because.
Well, that doesn't matter. What matters is what terms are that they offer
us. So they pay us.
Well, it's twofold, because if those rates go down substantially, our rates are going to go down substantially. There's two parts to it, I agree. It's how much we get against their benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
And if their benchmark goes down substantially, again, it's like I said, it depends on what they invest in and, you know, what the terms of those investments are. And I have no idea.
We should get that agreement.
So, anyway, I'm just going to suggest by looking at these numbers and making estimates for what's going to happen in the last 3 months blindly, I'm going to say we're going to end up at around 520, 525.
Yeah.
But I think we better hedge our bet in regards to next year's budget to like maybe about 460.
I was thinking the same range, too, something between 450 around there,
yeah,
plus or minus, just
yeah,
because it's probably going to go down a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's not going to be in a hurry up mode.
No.
That's for sure.
Do we know who would have that contract? Joe does have it.
And it's posted somewhere on the internet, because it was at a meeting that you guys had.
Yeah.
Can you put that in the minutes, just that there's a request for the contract?
We have a request, just Mary, if you could note that we have a request for the contract that we have with our partner bank, so that we can understand what the, help project what the interest amounts are going to be next year.
Yeah, and if we need to have a disclaimer on it, draft and, unofficial,
yeah,
or something like whatever, We can take that into consideration. And Joe's hesitant. I know she may be hesitant.
Sure. No, I just want the executed contract be signed. That's all.
Yeah.
This way it lets us understand the process.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of guessing at it. I mean, right, the guessing's okay. It's working fine.
Also, this total doesn't represent just one bank, because this is, I think, the total interest on a couple of accounts that Jill was managing,
yeah,
where one is to meet the operational needs of the town, and that's at a lower interest rate than the other one, which has got longer term savings, and then she's moving between the two, two of them to make sure we can pay our bills.
Mm-hmm.
That is accurate.
Yeah.
So that is something that we have to, keep in mind. It's not just one interest rate, and I don't know the size of each of these respective pools of, money that she needs to keep in order for the town to pay its bills.
Well, the whole thing is a very good team effort.
Yeah.
With really, really positive results. And to be able to budget it a bit more definitively would be, I think, also our advantage.
And the another thing, too, is we could always get that bank partner back in again, too, to get their idea of what...
Is that starting at, please?
No, I'm saying we'd also get our banking partner back in to get their forecast for what they think that the interest rates, that they will be giving us based on our agreement with them would be, and based on what they're benchmarking.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I think that's also another thing. You might as well get it from a horse's mouth.
Exactly. Yeah. You're right.
As opposed to our trying to, interpret a contract or just guessing here. Because I did what?
No, I did your characterization of getting it from the horse's mouth. I was kind of going
the other end. But whatever.
What?
We won't go there, but we already did. So anyway, that doesn't. That'll be in the recording anyway. Whether it is in the minutes or not.
Don't write that down.
Anyway, any other things on revenue? And I was just saying, Jim, if I'm not seeing any online or here, so Jim, if you had anything for the town update.
Again, the only thing that, the only account that we have concern over at this point is waste collection. And probably in next month's meeting, you will see that we've moved money around, and we may actually need to come to the Board of Finance as well as the Board of Selectmen to move monies between budgets in order to make our obligations with regard to the trash.
Yep, and you'll also see a blip in there for the registrars because of the early voting that we did when we weren't sure what to budget for that. And that ran about $1,200 or $1,500 a day for just the labor on that. It's not including all the supplies that we had to get to support it. So just pointing that out, that you'll see a blip in that. Mr. Monroe.
Yeah, question for Jim, please. In regards to the The waste management, waste collection fees. Do you think that what you have with existing budget monies, you'll and be able to move things around, that you'll still be able to cover that?
I do, yes.
That's okay, thank you.
Okay, why don't we continue on then, so we can now, just pardon me for a second, just was looking ahead at the budget calendar to help us inform our next set of discussions, which are around the 24 budgets and the 25 budget and expenditures and such, because we have to have the budget filed with the town clerk by April 26th, which is 5 days to the public hearing, which would be, you know, on the 30th. So we don't have much time left. We have one other meeting if we needed a special meeting scheduled for the 22nd. So I just wanted to keep in mind there's a certain urgency in, you know, what we're going to be, you know, doing tonight, to see if we can either get it done tonight or if we need the additional meeting on the 22nd.
I'm feeling a bit hamstrung without Jill.
Yeah, I know.
Like, how are we supposed to do? I mean, I have it.
Oh.
I have the one we were working on last week. Yeah. So we could do FY25, but we might have questions for her.
And she usually has some insight, especially if there's a cyclical nature to some of the figures.
Because it would impact unanticipated revenues, right? Wasn't that one of the figures that we were looking to update?
Yeah, well, one of the things that we just said was not included was money for interest next year.
Right, so...
Correct.
So I took the liberty of trying to calculate a mill rate with my limited knowledge of how it's done. And I'm happy to bring that up on the screen.
Yeah, I read that.
So basically, because the car tax is capped, right, we had to take that out, and then I had to set aside a certain amount for elderly abatements, and then because we budget for 98% instead of 100% collection, I set aside a 2% reserve, and then that's the number we're trying to raise through the property tax. I used the grand list that we were given last meeting.
I saw that, yeah.
Which does not have the BAA adjustments, and then calculated a mill rate. And it's still, so it's coming in far lower than what we're at now, but still an increase to taxpayers, which I'm expecting to see that increase of taxpayers go to zero, right? Because we felt like we had enough revenue to offset the expenses.
Exactly.
So the thing that I don't have built in here, right? So I built in the 350 give back from the Board of Ed. I built in the 865,656 that we got back from the revised FY24 revenues, but the budget includes for next year's projected revenues, I used this year's originally adopted revenues because we hadn't chosen what we wanted for this year's revenue. So that's where I'm hoping we can make up that gap to see
because that's the process we do anyway. We guess right. Based on this.
So I mean, I can pull up the spreadsheet and see what we get, and then we can.
Was there a gap? You said there is a gap.
Yeah, is it significant?
Why don't we show?
I don't know the number.
Just,
I know.
Why don't we just take?
Want to put it up on the screen and make it concrete? Because otherwise, we'll be guessing.
So,
while she's doing that, can I just throw something out there for your consideration also? So, we completed open enrollment for health insurance.
Yeah.
And we have a savings of $23,485 in health insurance for next year based on our open enrollment. And we have a KERMA workman's comp and liability insurance saving of $7,078. So that comes out to a total of $30,563 that you could reduce the Board of Education's budget by right now that would be a reduction that's an actual, you know, we don't need those monies.
It's a reduction in the ask.
Yep. In the ask, yep.
Right, of $30,563.
You think that's going to hold true with the next year?
Well, yeah,
I do.
Completed enrollment. Yeah. So I'm going to save a copy of my Excel spreadsheet because I don't want to screw up.
Smart idea. You don't want to be recreating.
So I've got many Excel spreadsheets, but for right now, I'll try and build that in somehow during this meeting. But I will share the revenue. All right, so I'm sharing my screen. All right, so
there we go. Could you enlarge it? Oh, there you go.
So these are the numbers we chose last week for revised FY20. So this is adopted.
Right.
This is what actual as of our last meeting or end of February, right? This was the difference. Yeah. This is what we chose for FY24. We need to choose for FY25. So I already built in $460,000 in investments. Interest.
We can just come up with it, and then Amanda takes away.
Yeah.
I'm nervous coming this close and not having any real numbers, so I'm trying to come up with the numbers as best I can.
Well, we can update the interest on the, the investment. No?
That's what I did. Yeah. Down here, that's the 460.
You didn't plug it in. You're just...
This is the column we're working on right now.
Oh, you're doing, oh, next year.
Yeah, next year.
Oh, next year, okay.
You might count column E.
That's what we're looking at.
G. G. Because, so we're choosing next year's revenue.
Yes.
So I don't know what our property tax, right, that's all.
Yeah.
You know, we have to back into that, kind of.
That comes what's
left. I do have the motor vehicle levy.
Because that's fixed.
Yeah.
Which I think, so I assumed a 95% on motor vehicle with the old grand list. So I'm getting this number based on, oh, bummer. I only want that, so. Which would go under motor vehicle. So it looks like it's slightly less than last year. That doesn't make sense. So something's wrong.
So
I did.
Is it because of the supplemental water vehicle tax?
No, that's a separate line. C20, which is the net motor vehicle off the grand list, divided by 1,000. Times our 32.46 mil rate at 95%. I don't know if we budgeted 95. That's the thing I don't know is what last we budgeted year. Last year was a 95 or 98 for motor vehicle. I think we might have done 98 last year.
Yeah, I think
year.
It was 98, not
95. Plug in 98 and see if you get the exact number.
Closer. No. I mean, it's going to be different because the grand list that it's based off of is different.
Yeah.
1743.
Wow.
Yeah, because
which is closer.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I'm so far. Again, this is why we need.
You need Jill here.
Like this is a little challenging. So let's. I mean, if we can focus on the other numbers, because these numbers don't necessarily matter because we back in these numbers right. based on the other revenue. Right. So we've got interest and fees on property tax. So we budgeted 55, we revised our budget to 71.
So the real question is, how close do we think these are going to be to our revised 2024?
Yep.
And what appropriate you got to allow for inflation and such.
Interest and fees on property tax.
So 65? Current inflation is what, around 4% and change?
Yeah, I mean, each year that... excuse me, that the tax collector does so well, the amount of backlog that we have due to collect decreases, and somehow she keeps on coming up with more, but I would think we've got to be reaching the end of the line on that one. 71, I'd be a little bit lower number.
Yeah, I agree.
So maybe
60?
Yeah, 60 or 65.
Let's just 60.
Sorry, I need some power. get to my.
But we should get some, right now we're low on the motor vehicle, I believe, so.
Yes, well, at least the supplemental. All right, building and official fees. So we left it the same as we budgeted last year.
Yep.
That's fine.
Library, we reduced down.
That's fine, $1,000.
Building official services, we left. Yeah, Jim, any ideas on that?
Any ideas?
Sorry, it takes me a moment to unmute myself. That will actually go up slightly, but not remarkably, so I would keep it the same.
Okay. Or
100,000,
or just keep it at 95?
Yeah, 95 is fine.
Round up, okay.
Selectment fees.
We
did raise some fees, but I don't know if it's going to be a lot.
We are at less than 50%, but Jill seemed to think we were going to come in at about where we budgeted, so.
15,000?
I think that's probably too high. I don't think you're going to go up much.
And that maybe a grant, say 13.5.
Okay. I can't stand, sorry, I'm a big format person. All right, telephone. We revised up by $3,000.
Gonna keep it the same.
Yeah. Town clerk, we revised down. What are these fees, Jim? Do you remember?
That's the fees that we keep from, marriage licenses and property transfers, the little bit of money they let us keep from dog licensing, and copy fees actually get paid to the town clerk.
75?
I don't think they're going to go down. Property transfers have started up. Pick up some, okay. And not that they're gonna shoot up, but they were really stagnant for a good six, seven months.
Yeah.
And it, looking at market trends or looking at, it seems that the 7%-ish interest rate is, people have gotten, they have no choice.
Right.
And so they have to move based on that number. Not as, and we've seen this increase, this unanticipated increase in movement, and even some increases in prices, which it just befuddles looking at it and trying to predict. But it's all in certain price brackets. You go over a certain number, and that's stagnant.
So why don't we leave it about the same? It sounds like slightly increased.
This was one 75. We were gonna, she highlighted in yellow, so it meant it, we were gonna like come back to it. So we wanna say 70 or we wanna say 85?
What about the town clerks? If you're gonna drop it, maybe 65?
No.
Where was it before?
So it was 85. We budgeted 85.
Oh.
And we revised the budget 70. To 70.
I'd go 75. Okay. I think you could.
Tuition? It would be great if we could add to your like Jill's to-do list or somebody's to-do list like a data dictionary of what's in what these accounts mean.
Is that tuition so we, from Columbia?
That's Columbia.
Columbia tuition? Yeah. Okay. Oh, do you have any idea on that?
Choice too, right? Choice
too? Maybe choice.
Yeah. Was that from Columbia and
Jill's
choice
looking for
first
something?
Thing?
She doesn't.
It's not choice, and I don't think it's Columbia either, but
no.
Hang on. Let me look and see what the Columbia numbers are projected at. Hang on.
Is it adult education?
No.
It's too high.
It's going to
I remember Jill talking about this the last time, and it's just not coming to me exactly what she said.
Yeah, I know.
Then why don't we just keep it stable? And
then why don't we leave it about what we had before?
Yeah, leave it, and we can once we figure it out.
Miscellaneous, we revised down, so stay there.
Yeah. Hey, Robin.
Hi. So, are we for interest investment or interest on investment?
We want 460. Let's do that.
You're okay with that?
For next
you don't
year.
Think it'll come in at 500?
Well, it's a real guessing game. Okay, and I really do believe, and I think Bob does too, and he follows it pretty closely as I do. I think there will be some reduction.
Okay.
Yeah.
But again, we don't know. I don't know how to estimate the specific impact because I don't know what the contract is between the bank and us.
Yeah.
But you know, just looking at the trends and trying to budget for like a couple, quarter point decreases, I'd say that's where.
Yeah, and the impact will come when our funds are at a lower point rather than its highest point.
Yeah.
So.
It may not be as much.
Right, so
right, it won't hurt
that's
us as
what I'm
much.
Looking at, yeah.
Rental.
And looking at the tuition, you guys, I don't think it's the Columbia. It just,
no,
that number's not making sense.
No, because that number, that goes towards payment of bond payments automatic. So, I don't know what that is.
We don't know what it is. We'll
have to leave it there.
Why don't we just leave it?
It's going to be an obvious thing. We're going to be like, oh.
Put a big circle around it. You can do circles.
What is this?
Or what's a nice color for?
Yeah.
Red.
No.
There you go. That'll do it. That's psychedelic.
Yeah, again, let's just leave it so we don't waste too much time talking about it so we can get an idea in general where we think we're going
rentals,
to be.
Rentals, we left it the same. Is this rentals on Herrick Park and stuff?
Yeah,
Jim?
It's Herrick Park. Yes, it's Herrick Park mostly.
And we bumped those up.
It's also CVC, the TV studio as well, isn't it?
Right. It is, yes.
Yeah, that's a good portion of it.
CVC?
Yeah.
Which we don't know if they're going to be able to keep renting that space, that could...
We don't know. I mean, right now,
when did their lease go through?
Oh, they're... I think the last year was a 10-year...
It doesn't matter if they default.
But they go at least for this year. Yeah, but they can default.
I guess.
Who are you going to go after?
So, I mean, hopefully they get enough funding to stay open.
They wouldn't
go
any more than what's on here.
No,
if you
I would keep it just like that.
You think, even though we increased rentals on the pavilions and by like $100 per, you don't think that'll bring in a couple thousand more?
Rentals? At least a grant. Oh, yeah.
And then
I thought that would be a grant. I thought you put that somewhere else.
We allowed them to do two rentals per day, so that could bring in more revenue.
Well, you could should, at least a grant.
You don't think
it's...
Oh. I was going to say
35.
35. Let's be ambitious.
Sure.
We're really going to sell our part.
All right.
Yeah. And this is senior donations, you leave at zero.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's never.
I don't really know.
And then this will be half of whatever we budgeted for her for this year.
Correct.
Which was, oh God, I don't know.
You got it? Okay.
I don't remember what number budget assessment was. Oh, the salary wasn't split out by her anyway, so I guess we just leave. We gave her, a 3% raise?
Yeah.
So, roughly, I think. All right, there we go. So, and then educational cost sharing. Any idea if that's going up next year, Kristen? Going down? Yep.
You're muted.
She knows. She's saying ask for a minute. Adult education, we should probably just, I don't think that's changing. The grant, probably not. They didn't change the budget from last year to this year.
No.
Municipal transportation grant, we left that the same. I doubt this stuff is going up. Pilot new tier reimbursement. Payments in lieu of taxes. I don't know what that goes.
That's from nonprofits.
Mm.
If I recall correctly.
Right, it's to help cover revenue loss for properties that don't pay tax.
Right, payments in lieu. So that's probably going to stay pretty much the same. Mm. Municipal revenue sharing, that was ARPA dollar, so that's zero, right? I think.
Yeah.
That was extra dollars, right, that got shared with the yeah. town. Veterans grant. $27.50.
Yeah.
I don't know what
I have the education cost sharing when you're ready.
Yep, go ahead.
So I have 2,683,216.
So a slight increase.
A little bit more. Yeah. Is that a definite or that's an estimate, right?
Well, that's what they have out there right now.
Yeah.
Which is
a sharp stick in the eye.
Which is all we can do.
Yep. So disabled, whatever grant this is. So we want to say 800. Miscellaneous state grants. I don't know if we always get those or not.
I think I may have found what tuition revenues are.
Oh.
So when you're ready, let me know.
Yeah, go ahead and share.
So in our budget book, we have it listed as it's a compilation of things. It's 20% Columbia tuition. It's special education services for non-resident students, preschool tuition, and non-resident tuition students. So that comes out to what we're projecting for next year is $92,020.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm glad I type fast. I think I got it all. All right. So that's a little bit of a decrease. So the Mashantuck Pequot grant seems to be going down.
This is the whole packet.
So 2,000?
Yeah.
Yes.
DOT transportation grant.
DOT transportation grant, Jim?
I haven't gotten any information. I would just leave it flat.
Okay. Municipal projects. I have no idea if that's an annual.
I don't know what that one is.
Me neither.
Where is that funded from?
This. Yeah. It's some state grant.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we highlight it for questioning and just put the same amount in now with the understanding it may come out. It may change.
Municipal stabilization. I feel like that was a one time. That sounds COVID like to me, but.
Yeah. I don't
know. It sounds COVID. It's got a mask on.
Law enforcement.
Those are tickets and such, if I recall
yeah.
properly.
Yeah. That, I would leave that the same.
All right. So then, I mean, this is non-tax revenue, so that would be five. I mean, I have to put these into their buckets. That's the issue, is I don't have. Well, so I can. Oh, God, where am I going with this? It's hard to do this on the fly. So we had 562,469 last year.
change that. I've got the surplus already, the state grants.
No, she's sick.
Hence why I'm winging it. It doesn't work. What?
It changed?
Right?
I don't think it changed.
Yeah.
Oh, it did, okay.
Oh, numbers are changing.
Okay. I hate having these, you guys can't see it on my screen, but I've got the things in the way, so it. 2689, all right. And then other town revenue would be all this stuff. $994, is that even similar? Nope. So something doesn't belong. Oh, the interest and fees do not belong in there. So not that. And what else might not be in here? Oh, this one's gonna be a lot higher because of the, this is where the interest falls. So it's.
What?
Nope.
There it is.
All right. So then, if this is our budget, this equals this minus sum of that.
Of course, this adjustment for temporary loan, I don't know what that value is.
That doesn't change.
There. No? All right.
Each year.
Oh, this changed already all by itself because I have a formula built in because I do that. So now we're getting much closer. So it's only like 500,000 more than, 600,000 more than last, no, 400,000 more than last year. Mm-hmm. So I think.
How'd you go from, what, five, the number I was just looking at was like 527 or something like that. You went.
Sorry, I'm.
537.
I'm saying that the amount we had to raise from taxes last year was this number. And now the amount I'm getting we had to raise for taxes is this number, which is $400,000 more. Yeah. This number, I have that calculated too.
Doesn't seem unreasonable.
And then that changes, I think I automatically, okay. Did that automatically change? No. Oh, it should have changed. Yeah, it did. So originally before we made these changes, I had projected a 36.22 mill rate for next year, and now it's down to 35.20, which is a change of 8.62.
But they're still paying.
And so they'd pocket. Still be paying a little bit more, but it's like $55 a month on the high end and $18 a month. So we're getting closer to zero because before it was.
And by the time we have to set
102,
it,
so we cut it in half. Yeah. We cut that amount in half with what we just did.
By the time we have to set it, the number will have much tighter numbers.
And it will also have something a little more official with Jill looking at it.
Yeah.
Well, exactly, yeah.
I hope.
I mean, I have no idea if I calculated the mill rate right. I really don't. I think I did.
When I look at you, when I was playing with it today, I looked at it based on what was there.
In the presentation?
Like, yeah, because somehow I said, wait a minute. We were looking for, I thought, too much revenue because I didn't realize other questions.
I hadn't put everything.
The main issue with the numbers we just looked at, you know, it's not a fault of yours. yours is we're just not sure of the exact amount of automobiles or the
right.
housing.
Which BAA met Tuesday.
Yeah.
So do you think we'll have the adjusted numbers on, if we meet on Monday?
They'll give their results pretty quick. Generally, you'll have them in a day or two.
Can I ask, because maybe I missed this, but do these numbers include any estimate on the unaudited budget numbers that we gave back at the end of last fiscal year?
Yes. Oh, did I include like extra money that we didn't carry over last year that now we might be able to carry over?
We didn't, because that's the question we asked last time. And
yeah, we don't.
We really didn't get an answer on it, and that's because they're concerned about what the audited number was.
And Jill said she had not included it.
Right.
She has. It was not audited. Right. So I got to say it's not included.
Yeah, it's probably not included. It lags a year.
That could be a significant number.
Oh, she sent them just to me. Damn it. I didn't see this.
What?
Fail. Jill sent me. She sent me a revised copy of the portion of the FY23 surplus available. Holy God. Is that right?
That was my original estimate.
What's it say?
1.1 million?
Yeah. So that's in addition to the give backs?
1.3.
The portion of the FY23 surplus, which is last year's surplus.
It's very clear that what she's saying for next year is.
That's in addition to the give backs the board gave back.
Yep.
But so I can add.
But you have in your calculations.
I have something, yeah, but that's not.
1.063.
But that is, so this number, I'm trying to move around.
That's.
So this number here, the one surplus from prior years.
Yes.
So that is the 350 from the Board of Ed and the 800 based on the revised revenue we came up with. Last meeting.
So
that
does
doesn't
not include any other unspent cash.
So I can add 1 point.
So we get rebates this year?
We get a rebate, but what it does
it
starts off bringing that mill rate down to a really good
low level.
You got to put it equal.
As one alternative.
Oh, you got it. Never mind.
As one alternative.
I can't remember.
We need, and I'm not telling tales out of school here, we need money to build.
Capital.
Yeah.
Capital.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if we can, here's my little theory. This year's budget coming.
Holy shit.
With no increase.
Right.
The remainder of it would be, I think we would be incredibly wise as a town.
Put it forward.
To put it into the construction fund.
Yeah, a capital improvements fund.
So that we can get down the road as far as providing
permanent,
adequate office space.
That's a good thought. I mean, that's a real good
employees.
Thought. Because that's the same, it's like that forced capital fund we have.
Yes.
Same concept.
I mean, that decision is not ours.
Well, we can create a general capital improvement in the capital plan.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing we did not do yet is set the contingency.
Is what?
We didn't set the contingency budget. I just assumed 25,000.
Yeah.
We would be smart to have more there.
We've had 25,000 for the last 4 years.
We have like 150.
We have 125.
1 year we had 250.
Yeah. It would be prudent because there's two benefits. I guess then it gets also rolled over at the end of the year. Half of it goes into the general fund. The other half goes into what, the rainy day or
Bump it up at least 25.
So right? I can show you the contingency over the last year. I did that as a chart. So contingency was 25,000 from 2015 through 2017. It bumped up to 225, 225, 91. 250, and then for the last 4 years, we bumped it back down to 25.
Yeah, the COVID was 250. It would be prudent to bump it up at least to 50 or 100 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand why it's there, but it also will help them, you know, in the longer run with putting money aside for other stuff. Yeah, Bob.
I might also add that with Kristen's effort, and, you know, I mentioned it before, I think they deserve credit for really getting this stuff closer to actual.
Yeah.
So they're getting more skilled and better at understanding of the monies, which I really much appreciate. And if we can provide a bit more contingency to support the efforts of the Board of Ed in that regard, in particular, because of the variability and unpredictability of the special ed costs. To have a little bit more there, it'd be $25,000 in special ed costs, so it's like that.
That's nothing for anything.
Right. So if we were, you know, even 75 total, 100, it'd be better. And then look at the remainder.
Yeah.
Go.
If we can go forward with a zero increase and provide that 75, that's a smart move.
Without adding more money to our capital budget, because we don't have that much wiggle room. I don't know how to do the calculations to figure out how much wiggle room we have.
Putting it in reserve instead of 25, bring it to 75. If it looks like there's enough additional revenue coming in, that you can have pretty much a zero tax increase and still have a comfortable reserve for what you're saying.
Yeah.
If
so there's also another advantage to it. If we bump it up a little bit and then we need to tweak this a little to get to zero, then you've got a place that you've already set it aside that you can bring it down in. But it's still prudent to have more than what we have in here.
Right.
Yes, Bob.
As an additional benefit of that, if indeed this is the way it comes out, which I've thought for many months it would come out this way. interest income also.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and the other thing too, it's a minor factor in our bond rating too, the amount of contingency fund that we have. And we're very low, and it wouldn't hurt to have it a little higher. It doesn't have a major impact from what I've heard from talking to Jill, but it has some.
Yeah, from my historical perspective on that, we've had to hit it once, I believe.
Yeah.
It was after Kristen came, I believe. A couple of real major hits. Or maybe it was before we got here.
The year I got here.
Yeah, it was like an increase of like almost $1 million or something. It was really, really wild.
I'm going to put $100,000 in it and then see how the numbers work out. I think we're going to need at this rate that we're going to firm this up with Joe. We're going to need another meeting next week on the 22nd just to make sure.
Just so we get a safe number.
Yeah, because I don't feel comfortable doing this. I really appreciate what Amanda did, but without the seal of approval from the town's financial officer, I wouldn't feel comfortable putting the swag in the official budget.
Any of us really.
But it was helpful to keep the discussion going.
Yeah. We're trying to have as few meetings as possible, but I don't see any way to avoid it.
Well, that meeting, you're down to dealing with a couple of really small, very precise items, mm-hmm. and it should be fairly quick and to the point.
So the 22nd would be Monday.
So with that 100, with that 100,000, it would still be a reduction in taxes.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So that contingency, because that's a number that we as the Board of Finance set, I think that's something we have to vote on separately from the rest of the budget, right?
Yeah, but we don't have to do that now because we want to have Jill. Right. We want to have
Let's put it in
as a proposal, and then we'll remember that we have to go and vote on it.
And remember that I am going to have to be in front of my computer the weekend before the exhibit.
Well, it's a huge help, man.
Yeah. I'm hoping.
No, this has been very helpful. Just like because I think this will move things along quite a bit.
Yeah.
I feel we just managing our time this year around, with this stuff, thanks to everybody's effort, revamping the schedule. And also we just haven't gotten this hung up on stuff that we have no control over. You just have to put a swag in until you get the correct numbers in, because after we go and we'll get the public's opinion, at the public hearing, what they think, of our proposal, and then we'll have some time and additional information to revise things before we go to the referendum.
Oh, one other thing, excuse me.
Yeah.
Is that I don't think that we've heard at this point from the town side, and maybe they're not even ready to say anything, about any monies that they would be putting toward the budget.
Yeah.
Then there's some, there may be some there.
We guessed 100, I think, is a placeholder.
Probably there.
Nope, it's the wrong.
But you're not ready to, nobody's ready to say that right now, right?
Not yet, we.
But that, another item there, positive item.
That's a, that generally comes up in May sometime.
So are we ready for 5C?
For what?
5C.
5C, discussion of public communications.
It's an outreach, yes, I think we are, if there's no further questions.
Only because I'm about to lose my voice. Okay, so I sent out to everybody in advance of the meeting the revised presentation.
Well, one, before we go there, I'm gonna have to, so I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna send a note in to Kathy to post on the website that we're going to have a special meeting, because Jill's not gonna be here. So the topics for discussion on that would really just be the 2024 budgets, 2025 budgets, and the proposed, you know, basically the proposed numbers that we're gonna go to the town, you know, with public hearing on. We don't set the mill rate yet, this is really just what the, you know, the budget is.
When is that meeting, please?
Well, that would be Monday, the 22nd, Monday night.
Are you also gonna put on there, like, how you're gonna communicate this? Because if you don't, you can't talk about it.
What do you mean?
So Monday, the 22nd of April, right?
Yeah, we'll include the discussion on public communication.
Oh, yeah, that, I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. That's basically what I'll do is on, it'll be ongoing business, it will be, it'll just be ABs, 5A through D.
Yeah.
So.
You'll be able to get that agenda posted tomorrow, Ross?
Well, that's what I'm gonna, that's why I wanted to make sure I understood what we were gonna have on it, because I need to get that to Kathy first thing, so we have the 24 hours notice.
Right, perfect.
So I'll do that when I get home.
Okay. So I didn't really, I mean, there's not a ton of changes, right, from last meeting, so I did add the second proposed, I put the revenues down there, which are all gonna, I have to swap out that chart now. And then I added the Board of Selectmen breakdown in addition to the Board of Ed. So I didn't have the same split that we did last year. Like, last year with the Board of Selectmen, we did salaries, benefits, office operations, and I didn't know how Jill did that split, so I just kind of did it based on the categories I had access to, which are largely like departments. So I don't know if folks are okay with that versus what we had.
Yeah.
Year over year comparison is key.
Well, that's in other slides.
Same thing next year.
Yeah.
And then the Board of Education, I didn't change that slide at all. Didn't change this slide or this slide. I filled in the grand list, but I'll have to, that's still up in the air. And then I have the mill rate calculation in here, which we can put at the end if we want. But I do think it's important to show people how we got the numbers if they want to dig in and figure that out.
Yeah, it's a kind of thing I'd probably put at the end, like the index or whatever. So if you want more information, go here, but here's the important stuff up front.
And then, so the biggest change I made was trying to figure out a way to illustrate to the public the impact of both the mill rate change and the grand list change, because, so I basically added two rows to each of these. So previously, it was just last year's taxes, this year's taxes. Whereas this year, I added last year's home, your home value last year versus your home value this year based on averages that I got from the grand list. So there was a 5% decrease in car values based on the grand list. So that does make sense that the car taxes would go down. I'm like, okay, I was like, darn. And then a 29% average increase in home values. So basically, because if we left the chart the way it was last year, they'd have to say, well, last year, or this year I'm on this column, and then next year I'll be on in between this column and that column because I've jumped up by $100,000. And I was like, that's too much for them to figure out.
So at least this year, if like their home was 200,000 last year, they should know it's about 258 this year. This was their taxes last year, this is their taxes this year, and this is the increase or decrease, which obviously now these charts are totally different based on the numbers we came up with. But do folks think that that's helpful or too confusing?
So it's a lot of information, but I personally find it really helpful. So like if I was a reader of it, I would find it really helpful.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm. It's the kind of thing, like you said, we'll leave it at the end.
Right.
It's important, and if people want it, it's there.
And then we just have the next step slides, which is this is what we do next. Okay. So then the other piece that I sent out was the one-pager. So we had agreed we wanted to try and work on a one-pager to send out through the Bolton Bulletin and have at the Senior Center and the Town Hall and the library. And so I based this kind of off of one that Hebron sent out 3 years ago. They do one in the mail. We can't afford that. But trying to highlight some of the important, some important trends and important salient facts. So I thought the revaluation was an important element to include on here. Then we've got our budget trends going back 10 years. Yep.
So the 25 million, and then there's a dash. Is that a minus 3.83%?
Where are you?
A proposed total budget.
I just changed that. I can do that to a semicolon and or a
so now, and I can I just suggest something? This is what I was looking at, and I thought I just thought you have 25, whatever it is, and that's that's an expenditure increase of 3.8%, and somewhere underneath we should have what the tax increase. What the additional revenue request is, which is not, it's the somewhere, we should indicate that there's no increase in requested tax revenue.
Yeah, but I was just going to go to the same place with that too, because this is very good at saying how the money, you know, what the budget is, where the money comes from, but there's the what's in it for me isn't there.
Yeah.
Which is that
that should be.
On average, I shouldn't be paying any more because we got enough revenue from other sources.
Right.
Maybe that's even something that we put it, you know, up on the very first slide, is that, you know, mill rate is going down, and because we got more money from other, you know, non-tax sources, we're able to not raise the, you know, not increase any, the ask for.
Yeah. The I mean, so last year our message was expenses increased, but revenues, expenses increased by this much, revenues decreased, hence why the gap is bigger, right? So this year we have a different message, and I can put a slide in it that's expenses increased, but revenues increased even more, therefore we're able to stay level.
Yeah.
So I can add that and put it somewhere in here.
Yeah.
It
needs to be on that detailed slide, and also just as part of whatever message up right up front.
Right up front. Because those numbers are great, but the numbers that everybody calls you on, when am I going to pay for taxes? So when you're saying that we're not requesting an increase in taxes in last year, somewhere.
Yeah.
How do you put it? But that should be pretty significant in there.
Yeah.
Very significant. So, Amanda, the total proposed budget.
Of course, I will.
25 million.
It's
yes.
Their assessment went up more, and they're actually paying more, but what?
The total last year was 24,827.
Imaginary average is not going to get it.
Right. Yeah.
That's
on that. You're going to be on that.
Yeah.
There is a difference.
Well, yeah, so there's it's saying there's a 3.83% increase.
Oh,
okay. So these numbers are wrong now based on, you know, I mean, that number is still right. Well, no, it's not, because we increased contingency, but all the numbers have to be adjusted, but I can add, proposed net tax increase zero or whatever.
Yeah, the Board of Ed dropped there by, was it?
The reduction.
30,000. So, I mean,
you had an increase. Right, I got to add that.
You dropped that 30,000. You dropped that 30,000.
That's going to be taken away.
And that's from the
that was 30,500.
Benefits line item, right, Kristen? BOE reduction.
Yeah, you guys can't do that part, but that's where it's coming from. The Board of Ed will have to.
just off their total budget somewhere.
Just off the total number, yep, and I'll give you the number again, hang on one second.
I have it, $30,563. So then, so how does that work though? Because I can't change the total number, then my pie charts are gonna be off.
Well, you can't change the total number.
Can't we change it, Kristen? Well, oh, you're saying because we won't meet to approve it, is that why?
I mean, I can change the bottom line, but the numbers in the pie charts aren't gonna add up to the total is what I'm getting at.
It's not a lot of money.
It's such a tiny amount, the proportions aren't going to change.
Right, they're gonna change, yeah, they won't change enough.
And it's 0.19% we're talking about here.
Yeah.
It's not gonna.
Forget it.
Well, we still have to put it in here.
Just change the numbers, the slice size is gonna stay.
Because we may have, these numbers may change. Probably will.
They guaranteed they're gonna change between now and, you know, between now and when we propose the budget for voting.
But I mean, are folks okay with like the general?
Yes.
Yes. The charts that are in here, the information, it's the salient points aside from that one that you want me to add. And then obviously this chart will change.
It's nice when the format's there, so.
Yeah. So just let me just ask, because we're all nodding and saying yes, I'll just ask us, you know, Jim and Kristen, are you both comfortable with, you know, this general, the message and the general of the approach in here?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, I would just say if you, could we go to page two for a second, please? Thank you. So just under increased maintenance and operations under the Board of Ed, I don't know if there's some way to sort of do bullets, sort of like was under special education. I just think it's, I don't know.
Yep, I can try. I
may not have the space, and that's okay. I'm just throwing it out there.
I have an extra row or two at the bottom, and I'll figure it out.
If not, no worries. Thanks. Great job.
This is one of the things I always like to fit things on the page. What words can I take out? What can you abbreviate and people will still understand? You could also change.
Because you want it on that same page.
If you also.
Oh my God, the amount of time I spend sizing stuff is ridiculous.
You also can play with the kerning on it too, the space between the letters. There's a function for.
Yeah, I'm using Canva for this, so.
Maybe you can use emojis, so you could.
Amanda, elections under Board of Selectmen budget, just the hyphen just needs to be bold. It is bold everywhere else.
Yes, thank you.
The increases under refuse services and elections, they're bolded everywhere else except for refuse and elections.
Yep, we'll do that too.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could just get rid of them, with dashes all over the place. I mean, it's.
I can do,
Get rid of them.
I'll do.
Just a space.
I like the dash.
I'll do something besides a dash because I do agree that when someone was like, is that a negative? I don't want it to be misconstrued as a negative.
Right, right.
I can do the colon instead.
You like it?
Or.
No, it just says percentage of increase.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, right.
And the other part's bold, so.
I'll create a couple and you guys can.
Yeah.
Don't. All right, so. This, once we vote on the, once, when's the last time we can change this?
We have to.
Once we give the budget to.
Budget on the 20, what's it?
26.
So we get the official number off here.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to file the budget with the town clerk on the 26th.
But when's the last time we can, we were talking about the last time we can communicate about it?
Well, the public.
I just have to have this ready for the 30th.
Notice is issued on the 26th, 5 days before the public hearing, so I would imagine that, you probably can't say too much after that date.
After the 26th.
From an advocate, you know, advocacy point of view. Because I don't see anything in here which is advocating.
No, nothing here, that's fine.
I believe that the actual law is that once you set the referendum number, we can't communicate.
Right.
Which we, okay, so that's after the public hearing, all right. But, I mean, I guess my question is, the public hearing is the 30th. The presentation, we need to post the agenda 48 hours before, but we don't need to post the materials. So, I mean, like, I think we should, if I can get the two-pager out earlier, so like people can start digesting that if they pick it up at a public place in town prior to the public hearing, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
But I have all the way up until the day of the 30th to get the presentation ready. Does that?
Yeah, if that could be part of the bulletin, like you said, I think that's the very best.
Because to me, this would also be a good thing. This would be the thing that we talk to when we do the public hearing anyway. And then we have the, you know, more details if they want to go into it.
So the presentation is for the public hearing and the.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. It's also something you could also leave in the town, you know, town clerk, you know, with the town clerk, it can be, you know, for people to peek out, pick it up.
So there is a budget page already. So if you guys haven't seen it, I was able to. Oh, it worked. Holy cow.
It's there.
What?
I didn't think the link in my PDF was actually, I thought it was like a dead thing, but there it is.
There it is.
So.
And when looking this afternoon, I said, "Wow,
there it
it's
is.
There."
Oop, there it is. All right, so that's my piece. I'm good.
Okay, cool.
Any
so
other
can
questions?
I just ask one more question? Just because I feel always the need to be super planful. If Jill is still ill come Monday,
yeah, sorry.
Do we have a plan for another night next week that you guys are going to meet? Because.
Well, there's two points. Yeah, it's a question. We were talking about this a little bit before the meeting actually started. Is like the way we do this, Jill is a single point of failure. We don't really have a backup, you know, from finance who could speak to this. And it's not a good position to be in because, like, to your point, here's, you know, what we're making this up without Jill here. And if she were here or somebody else who could speak in her place with the same level of authority, we maybe have been done tonight. So this is something that I think that I would just put forward for the Board of Selectmen. They really need to do something to, you know, work on this, because this could be a real mess if she's not here. So that's a good question. What would be the alternative? Who else on Monday, who else knows this like Jill if she's not available?
Yeah, there's a few people on Jill's team, right?
Well, they are, but
yeah,
again,
but they don't,
I don't know what their level of familiarity is with this.
Of course.
What name, Jenna?
Is Jim still here?
Jim?
Yeah.
Yes. So, Jill, the question is, Jill, we have a special meeting coming up on Monday that is highly dependent upon Jill's being here. If she is not available, what are you guys going to do to have someone cover for her that we can speak with the same authority that Jill would as far as putting some numbers down that we could get to the public hearing?
So there is no one on our staff that can do what Jill does as well as Jill does it. Her staff are cross-trained to the best of her ability to be able to do tasks for each other when somebody's not there. But there's nobody that can do it with the ability that she does and the knowledge base that she's built.
So it might not be perfect, but is there somebody that could get us 90% of the way there, or would we be
comfortable? Well, we
have
two main questions, I think, right, Billy?
What are they? What are you saying, Bob?
Her best guess on what motor vehicle I think we were looking for.
Which now kind of makes sense, right?
Well, I have the motor vehicle.
You know, the other one is, what's left
the grant
over.
List.
Right, yeah. Right, so, and then, yeah, and the money's left over from the previous budget to confirm.
So maybe if we really specify those few questions.
Those two, somebody can give it, those
yeah, maybe, Jim, maybe.
So Jill couldn't either one of the others.
Yeah, email to her.
Sure, email her that, and she.
I won't be able to get to it probably until this weekend, so she'll have to work on it on Monday,
I mean,
but.
Email that information to us.
Yeah, I mean, if she can check my numbers, if I explain how I got them and what's included, I mean, as long as, I mean.
We will need her physically there, and then if she could give us the input on those numbers, it would be good.
So then there's a couple of things here that, one, if Jill is not here, then we're going, you know, Amanda's going to get in contact with Jill. and with some questions. That's one thing, and that works great if Jill is capable of answering them.
Well, she emailed today, so.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying it works great if she is, but, you know, hopefully she will be able to also be here on Monday if, you know, in addition to answering any questions. But again, this is a scary thing to be doing the budget, and
you're telling me.
And you have, now I find out now
that lots of agitation.
We don't have any backup, and, you know, and I never thought of this earlier, but it just, this just brings it to my mind. It's not a good place to be in, that you don't have a key, you know, backup for a key person who could converse with us on, you know, even in a limited way on this stuff. So I will just put it again.
That's not what I said, Ross. I said we do have staff cross-trained, but nobody can do it with the same ability that Jill does. So we do have her staff that we can rely on, but they're not going to have the same level of knowledge. Just like if any of my department heads are out, you know, we don't have backups with the same level of knowledge and ability.
So let me rephrase that then, Jim. Is, would there be somebody on Jill's staff who could come and speak with sufficient authority to get us through this, I think is a better way of my putting it.
It would not be smooth and clear, but yes, I think we could get us through.
Okay, because then we have to have somebody who can help us, you know, who has, even if it's a little painful for them to look it up. You know, I'm just again planning ahead. Hopefully everything will be fine. Jill will be here and or able to, you know, work offline with Amanda to get us the information.
Yeah, I think our questions that we have are refined enough. I mean, they're pinpointed enough that staff, if they have to, staff could put that together for us.
But again, I will just put the question again is, like, I think we're lucky this time, but let's say something comes up and the usual gets hit by a bus.
Wins the lottery.
Gets ill, wins the lottery.
Okay, you know, like a plus sign.
You know, in a process, I'm just putting it out there, this, yeah, you know, we need to have, you know, something there, just so we don't have this type of discussion.
Well, you've been informed what it is.
Yeah.
So we have to do it.
All right. So then I'll leave it then, Amanda. You'll get in touch with Jill. And if Jill's not here, then Jim, you will arrange for somebody. If Jill's not available to converse with us, you know, either be, you know, online or whatever, you'll arrange for somebody who could dig up the required information.
And Ross, it's my understanding that we're going to have specific questions to be answered.
Correct.
Right? So that'll all be done in advance.
Well, we'll have specific questions, but we can't guarantee that if we're talking through those, it doesn't prompt another question.
Right.
Just because of where we are in the budget, and there's still some moving pieces. So I agree it's important to ask as specific questions as possible, but when we get those answers, they may trigger something else when the group is here. Okay. Amanda, you all set with what you need so far? Any other further questions? In fact, I saw Rhea starting to do it. I'd like to give Amanda an applause for, you know, all the hard work she's put in on this.
So, what type of wine do you want? I mean, heck with applause.
Agreed. Like organic wine.
I can't bring any blueberries.
Yeah. So then let's move on. We made a lot of good progress here, and we'll actually get out before 9 if we keep going. So we have one other thing, which is discussion and action that we have to, you know, vote on tonight, which is the annual transfer to suspense, and it's just. Monies that we feel we can, you know, the tax collector cannot collect from certain debtors.
Mm-hmm. So write-offs.
Yeah,
they submitted.
So we had a motion from Bob Monroe to approve this as submitted. Do I have a second?
Sure.
Second from Amanda Jordan. Do we have any further discussion? you know, looking around and I'm not seeing any, then all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Then the motion carries unanimously by the board present. Jim, where do I put this? I'm going to sign it tonight, and do I slide it under the door over there?
I think there's a pocket on Kathy's door.
Okay, yes, there is. So I will sign this, and I will put it in there.
And we post this on social media, and we shame people.
Yes. So then I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And a second?
Me.
And Amanda seconded the motion by Bob Moore. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Good night, all.
Good night, all.